Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Built from Scratch, How a Couple of Regular Guys Grew. The Home Depot from Nothing to 30 Billion is an entrepreneurial memoir by Bernie Marcus, co-founder of The Home Depot. The book traces how Marcus and Arthur Blank went from being pushed out of their previous corporate roles to building a new kind of home improvement retailer that reshaped American shopping. Framed as a candid, practical story rather than a polished corporate history, it highlights the early risks, the search for funding, and the day-to-day decisions that turned a bold idea into a national powerhouse. Along the way, Marcus emphasizes people, culture, and relentless customer focus as the real engines of scale. Readers get a view into the pressures of hypergrowth, the realities of competition, and the messy trade-offs leaders face when moving fast. It is also a reflection on values, philanthropy, and the responsibilities that come with building a business that employs hundreds of thousands and influences communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from setback to startup, turning a career shock into a mission. A central thread of the book is how disruption can become the raw material for reinvention. Marcus describes the moment when he and his future co-founder were forced out of their prior company and had to decide whether to retreat into safer roles or attempt something audacious. The story highlights the psychological pivot from employee mindset to founder mindset, where the absence of security becomes a reason to act decisively. Instead of treating job loss as the end of a trajectory, the narrative presents it as a clarifying event that freed them to challenge industry assumptions. The home improvement market at the time had fragmented players and limited customer-friendly guidance, and the founders saw an opening for a warehouse-style store that combined breadth of selection with service and know-how. This topic also underscores the early scramble for backers, locations, and credibility, showing that big outcomes often begin with imperfect plans and relentless follow-through. The emphasis is not on a single genius insight, but on a willingness to commit fully, rally allies, and keep moving despite uncertainty. For aspiring founders, it models how to translate frustration into a concrete vision and how to keep that vision intact while adapting tactics. Secondly, reinventing the customer experience in a commodity category, the book portrays the Home Depot as a response to a common retail trap, treating customers as transactions rather than projects. Home improvement purchases are rarely isolated items. They are parts of a plan, and shoppers often need advice more than they need persuasion. Marcus presents the idea that service at scale is not a contradiction if the business is designed around empowerment and expertise. The Home Depot model leaned into wide aisles, huge assortments, and everyday competitive pricing, but the differentiator was the belief that store associates could be teachers and guides. This topic explores how the founders aimed to make the store a place where contractors and do-it-yourself customers could both find what they needed quickly and learn enough to finish the job. The narrative also illustrates how listening to customers can shape merchandising decisions, layout choices, and staffing priorities. Rather than chasing retail trends, the founders focused on the basic pain points of finding the right product, getting consistent availability, and receiving credible help. The lesson extends beyond retail. In any industry where offerings are easily copied, loyalty comes from reducing customer anxiety and making success easier for them. Designing for customer confidence becomes a durable competitive advantage. Thirdly, culture as strategy, hiring, empowerment, and frontline ownership. Marcus repeatedly frames culture not as slogans on a wall, but as operating system. The book highlights a people-first approach that treated store associates as the face of the brand and the engine of growth. Instead of centralizing every decision, the company encouraged store-level ownership, practical problem-solving, and a sense of pride in helping customers. This topic examines how empowerment can increase speed, accountability, and service quality, especially in a fast-growing chain where headquarters cannot see every issue. It also touches on how hiring choices shape culture, recruiting individuals with product knowledge, trade experience, and a genuine desire to help, then giving them room to act. The narrative suggests that high-performance retail is built in the aisles, not only in boardrooms, and that respecting frontline work produces better outcomes than micromanagement. Another element is communication, keeping teams aligned around simple principles while allowing local variation. For leaders, the book offers a case for investing in training, clear expectations, and recognition, and for building systems that reward initiative rather than mere compliance. Culture becomes a competitive moat when it is reinforced through everyday decisions, from promotions to store operations to how problems are handled under pressure. Fourthly, scaling the business, capital, operations, and the realities of hypergrowth. Growing from a handful of stores to a national giant requires more than ambition, and the book provides a practical view of the scaling challenge. Marcus discusses the need for capital and the pressure to demonstrate results to investors while still protecting the founding vision. This topic covers how expansion decisions interact with supply chain, inventory management, real estate selection, and standardized processes. The Home Depot concept depended on consistent product availability and reliable vendor relationships, which meant operational discipline had to keep pace with store openings. The narrative points to the balancing act between moving quickly and avoiding mistakes that compound at scale. It also highlights how leaders must build teams and layers of management without losing the original customer focus. Hypergrowth can amplify weaknesses, so the company had to learn from missteps, refine systems, and keep decision-making grounded in store realities. Readers see that success is not a smooth upward line, but a sequence of bets, corrections, and renewed commitments. For entrepreneurs and managers, the value is in understanding the less glamorous work of scale, processes, metrics, logistics, and talent development. The book suggests that scaling is an intentional craft and that operational excellence is what turns a compelling idea into a durable institution. Lastly, leadership, values, and giving back. Responsibility beyond the bottom line, beyond business mechanics, Marcus uses the story to argue that leadership is measured by impact on people and communities. This topic explores how personal values can influence company priorities, from how employees are treated to how the organization shows up in society. The book connects entrepreneurial success to a broader responsibility, building a company that creates opportunity, supports families through jobs, and contributes to civic life. Marcus also discusses philanthropy and the role of business leaders in supporting causes they believe in, presenting giving as an extension of gratitude and stewardship rather than a branding tactic. Importantly, the narrative implies that values are tested during growth, when pressures mount and shortcuts become tempting. Keeping commitments to customers and employees becomes part of the moral core of the enterprise. For readers, this section reframes success, wealth, and scale matter, but meaning comes from what those resources enable. It also offers a reminder that long-term reputation is built through consistent choices, not occasional gestures. In competitive markets, values can be a source of trust that attracts employees, partners, and loyal customers. The book positions purposeful leadership as both ethically important and strategically beneficial because organizations with integrity tend to endure. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a founder-level view of building a massive company without pretending it was inevitable. Entrepreneurs, retail and operations professionals, and managers leading fast-growth teams will recognize the mix of bold vision and unglamorous execution. It is also valuable for anyone facing a career setback because it frames disruption as a catalyst for building something new rather than a permanent defeat. The practical benefit is a clearer sense of what drives durable success, customer obsession, store-level empowerment, and disciplined scaling. Those ideas translate beyond home improvement into any business where service quality and operational excellence matter. Compared with many business books that lean heavily on abstract frameworks, this one stands out for its grounded narrative and leadership lessons drawn from real decisions under pressure. It also offers a culture-focused counterpoint to purely finance-driven growth stories, showing how trust, training, and respect for frontline talent can become a competitive advantage. For buyers deciding among entrepreneurial memoirs, this book is worth choosing because it combines a recognizable American business story with actionable insights on hiring, culture, and execution. It leaves readers with a realistic, motivating blueprint for turning a simple idea into an institution while keeping values intact. If you would like to support Bernie Marcus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.